There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There are plenty of ways to ascertain the nature of a video game before you drop your hard-earned dollars on it, but even then, you can still be duped by a bait-and-switch. That said, not every bait-and-switch is a bad thing, as plenty of the games on this list can attest. Now, this is a list about revealing a bit of the hidden mechanics, meanings, and switcheroos in these video games, so there will have to be a tiny bit of spoiling of them. That said, I will avoid any massive spoilers. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are 10 video games that aren't what you think. Number 10, Soda Drinker Pro. 2016's Soda Drinker Pro is about drinking soda in various environments. That's not a joke, it's literally what the game is about, but it doesn't stop there. You see, buried inside this hyper-real soda-consuming simulation that, according to its Steam profile, touts a reputation for being, quote, the world's most advanced soda-drinking simulator, is a 12-hour surrealist video game called Vivian Clark. Despite having one of the most bizarre, excellent trailers you've ever seen, you'd be forgiven for not knowing just how deep the well goes, since the game's creator and marketing had no interest in divulging its secret game. In order to access it, you'll need to try and enter the house in the park level, then you'll begin Vivian Clark. Vivian Clark is a game where you'll start as a raindrop and then evolve into the next thing you touch, and it pretty much goes from there. Fans have called it a shockingly fun and surprisingly deep masterpiece made on a shoestring budget. That said, most of the Steam reviews are still about the soda drinking part, so if that's the main draw for you, don't worry, that's still there. Number 9, Pony Island. Daniel Mullins' Pony Island is a simplistic game where you play the delightful adventures of a horse. Except that it's not. That, it's a terrifying fever dream where you're trapped inside a malevolent arcade machine. You'll begin the game helping a pony jump over hurdles until you arrive at a Mario-esque flag, and then you're showered in level-ups until the game prompts you to insert your soul to continue. You then uncover a selection of .exe files located underneath the floating game window and start to learn more about the game you're actually playing. Spoiler alert, it's a lot more complicated and sinister than helping a pony jump over pixel obstacles. Basically, you'll be messing with the machine to try and escape, and this is a game where you'll rarely be able to predict where it's going to go next. While there is gate jumping, you'll actually spend most of your time hacking, puzzling, and playing around with the wildly unique gameplay systems to unravel the game's secrets and defeat its evil overlord. Number 8, Doki Doki Literature Club. Doki Doki Literature Club is a game that hides its true form incredibly well. In fact, you won't know anything's amiss at all until you're about 2 hours into what seems to be a pretty run-of-the-mill dating simulator. In essence, Doki Doki Literature Club is a visual novel, and that's true throughout the vast majority of the game. You'll get to make a few choices that will advance the plot in various ways, spend your time hanging out with cute anime girls, and construct poems for the ones you like best. Then things start to get nasty, quickly. The game's themes are extremely heavy from here on out, and you'll be confronted by unimaginably brutal consequences to your actions, as well as the true villain behind the game. Things take a very hard left here, both narratively and in terms of gameplay mechanics, as you'll be required to do something to progress the game that very few games would ever ask you to do. I won't tell you what it is here, but if you're alright with horrific themes and confronting visual images, this horror story masquerading as a bubblegum visual novel is a must play. Number 7, Frog Fractions. Frog Fractions is a free web-based game that you can still get for free on Steam, where basically you play as a frog, defending your fruit from bugs. Frog Fractions is a game that has no interest in staying in the wheelhouse of one genre. Though you'll start the game in a Space Invaders-style format, you'll soon be asked to type out the words that appear on screen, go to Bug Court on Bug Mars, and engage in an old-school text-based adventure game. You'll also make bug porn. Yeah, this one isn't as dark as Doki Doki Literature Club, but it's arguably a lot more weird. The trailer may insist the game is about eating bugs with your frog tongue, buying upgrades to do so, and buying a cool DLC hat, but that's just the tip of this very bizarre iceberg, and you can find that out for yourself about 10 minutes into the game. Number 6, The Stanley Parable. The Stanley Parable launch trailer kicks off with a quote that says, "It's brilliant. Why? Well, telling you would spoil it. You'll just have to trust me." Now, I will spoil it, but in a very vague way here, so don't worry. The clearest message in this 2013 first-person exploration game is that you will be playing as Stanley. Sorta. The Steam description literally reads, "You will play as Stanley, and you will not play as Stanley. You will follow a story, and you will not follow a story. You will have a choice, you will have no choice. The game will end, the game will never end." So, you know, that's helpful. What is easy to glean is that you're an office drone and you're employee number 427. You execute orders sent to you in your little grey office in your big grey office building that is full of unremarkable things. Right up until it isn't. The Stanley Parable is full of hidden secrets, mysteries, social commentary, and a pile of endings you'll need to roll through every possible path to uncover. Quick tip, if you, like me, haven't played this one since 2013, then now is a really good time to get the Go Outside achievement. That's the achievement that you can't get unless you haven't played the game for 5 years, but you have owned it for that 5 years. Could you mess with your PC's clock to do this? Yes. But if you want to do it legitimately, go do it now.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Before we go any further, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Masterclass. With the amount of time we spend discussing and analyzing video games on this channel, it's always good to understand exactly how these experiences are put together. And fortunately for me, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass's streaming service, you can learn from the best to become your best, studying and growing with over 200 plus of the world's leading instructors. For me, I've been having a blast using a class on video game design by The Sims creator Will Wright to find out exactly how game mechanics are designed around player psychology, as well as learning how important playtesting is to shipping the titles that you and I both love. But it hasn't stopped there, as I've also been brushing up on my practical filmmaking skills directly from my favourite movie director, Martin Scorsese, as well as trying to get back in the cooking game with Roy Choi's amazing course on intuitive cooking. Seriously, my kitchen is a mess, but my belly has never been more grateful. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to courses on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even via audio-only modes. Even better, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and 88% of members feel that the service has made a positive impact on their lives. And to put the cherry on top of that cake, right now, What Culture Gaming listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/gaming. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/gaming. What's that? You want it one more time? Well, that's the URL, masterclass.com/gaming. Right, now I'm going to watch Tony Hawk try to teach me how to ollie properly. I'll see you all soon.
Number 5, Gone Home. Google Gone Home and you don't have to scroll far to find forum posts and Google suggested questions asking if it's a horror game. And it's really no wonder as to why. You rock up to an abandoned house with a very suspicious note on the door, nobody's there, the power appears to be out, and it's dark and stormy. We've all seen that horror movie. You'll slowly make your way through the house in first person, turning on lights as you go and trying to unravel exactly what happened before you got there and where everybody is. There's a pile of secrets to uncover and a genuinely engrossing story of character development and relationships to piece together. But in reality, there's nothing going bump in the night. That said, the game keeps you feeling tense all the way through to the end, waiting for the other shoe to drop. I mean, nobody would blame you for being significantly sus on what's inside the locked attic. As for what's really up there, I'm not going to spoil it for you here, but it's probably not what you expect. Number 4. Soma. Given 2016's survival horror game Soma was the brainchild of the creators of Amnesia: The Dark Descent, there was a firm expectation that there'd be scares, which there are, but the story went much further off the rails than Amnesia fans would have expected. In what is one of the most complex stories not only in horror games, but games in general, Soma challenges ideas of what it means to be human, the limits or lack thereof of technology, the concept of artificial intelligence, and the definition of consciousness. It's all pretty heavy stuff for a game that you'd expect to be just another fright fest like Amnesia was. Not that Amnesia's story was insignificant, it was just certainly hidden behind the strength of its scares, whereas Soma does the opposite. Soma could easily have gotten away with being an underwater scare factory, but instead, it leaves you with enormous philosophical questions of what makes anybody who they are. The existential dread is arguably worse than Amnesia's water monster. Number 3. Subhut. Subhut is a brilliantly slick first-person shooter from 2016 that has a very unique gameplay mechanic, where time only moves when you do. As you can imagine, the game becomes as much of a puzzle as it is a shooter as a result, perhaps even more so. Apart from booting into a slightly weird-looking DOS menu and the repeating Subhut message upon beating a level appearing like it's on an old-school arcade screen, nothing seems overly amiss here. But we're far enough into this video for you to have guessed that, of course, something is amiss. Underneath the hood, Subhut is a game with a significant meta-narrative dealing with mind control, identity, and the realization that there's a lot more going on here than just playing a shooter with a sick time control mechanic. The first few levels of this game barely scratch the surface, and the ending is fantastic. Maybe it's no coincidence that the Subhut looping audio is hard to get out of your head. This one deserves to be played, so I don't want to divulge any more spoilery details. Suffice it to say, this one is the most innovative shooter I've played in years. That either made sense to you because you played the game, or it doesn't make sense, and let's keep going. Number 2. Inscription. Cards on the table, pun fully intended because that's excellent. This is the game that made me want to write this list. At first, Inscription appears to be a Slay the Spire-esque card game, but with a creepy cabin in the woods aesthetic. Your opponent is shrouded in darkness, but otherwise the game appears to follow the fairly concrete rules common in most card-based games. This is true of the first 2 or so hours of the game, or 6, depending on how long it takes you to learn how to defeat the Trapper, the final boss of the first act of the game. I won't spoil what unfolds, but you'll encounter elements including full motion videos, a significant narrative meta-story, an overworld, and in-game characters that evolve to be nothing like what you might have expected. The game is genuinely fascinating. It blends elements of roguelikes, card games, puzzling, and deep exploration, not to mention horror elements and a healthy dose of messing with your hard drive. And why wouldn't it? It's made by the same guy who made Pony Island. Number 1. Glittermitten Grove. For this one, we're revisiting the soda drinker pro genre of games hiding inside other games. Glittermitten Grove's Steam description pictures the game as a fairyland, full of strange adventure, inviting players to plant seeds, pick berries, and collect sparkles alongside the fairies. Dig a little deeper below the surface though, and you'll find Frog Fractions 2! That's right, it's back. The difficulty was that Frog Fractions was already a game that subverted expectations, so the creator explained that he needed to find a new approach that didn't just repeat the madness of the first game. The result was a sequel more hidden and far longer, but similarly refreshingly absurd. To find the game hidden within Glittermitten Grove, you needed to use special fireworks or find a hidden door located in the sky. It should be said that Glittermitten Grove is actually a full game in and of itself, and to access Frog Fractions 2, you will have to play it. Just expect a vastly different experience. The latter involves the weirdest combination of minigames, the strangest gameplay mechanics you can envision, and a resulting game unlike anything else you would have played, including Glittermitten Grove. In things you can't help but love about indie games, the developer also made it possible to import your Mass Effect 2 save. Why? I don't know. The game has nothing to do with Mass Effect or EA, but it's a thing you can do and it actually has implications in Frog Fractions too. So weird, so wonderful. I approve.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.